concept, but that's exactly what they're there to do, is to make you feel better. And whatever way they can do that through chiropractic services, but also not just that, they've got nutrition plans, exercise plans, all sorts of things that are going to put you on the right track. It's not just the visit. It is the change that they're going to do for you on, you know, a lifestyle type of basis as well, for whatever it is that you need to, you know, get fixed, to feel better. Check them out. They're in they're on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Been there for over 12 years. Call them at 285-8483. But if you really want to know all the information, go to their website, millbrookchiropractor.com. You can fill out the new patient form, schedule an appointment if you'd like to do that as well, and find out all the information that you need to know about Millbrook Family Chiropractic, millbrookchiropractor.com.
All right, we are at the top of the 7 o'clock hour. Fox News coming up. First, a look at the roads. Random facts next hour. $10 food outlet pop quiz.
Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic. We are busy all around the boulevard this morning. We've got a little congestion on Taylor Road, I-65 and 85. Rolling at the speed limit through downtown Montgomery, but no accidents that we know of anywhere at the moment. Just be cautious out there this morning and enjoy your ride into work. We'll let you know if anything happens. Your trade-in worth a minimum of $3,000 at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They'll trade in anything from billy goats to steamboats. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter will do whatever it takes to get you on the road. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you have ever considered starting your own business, or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
Hey, folks, this is Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Remember the good old days when Christmas gifts had us playing outdoors? Well, these days, most kids only ask for another electronic device that'll keep them cooped up inside. So this Christmas, let's take charge and get the kids and grandkids enjoying the great outdoors with a go-kart or mini bike. Now, everyone knows go-karts are fantastic family fun, and these go-karts are fun. And safe. All of our two-seater go-karts have a three-point safety harness, roll bars, and hydraulic brakes. So with over 12 different models and colors to choose from, and prices starting at only $699 or monthly payments less than $20, let's get them outdoors this Christmas with a go-kart or mini bike. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for over 20 years we provide parts and service for what we sell.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
Today is November 18th, Mickey Mouse Day. On this day in 1928, Mickey Mouse appeared on screen for the first time. Aren't you glad Mickey's the only man his age walking around in bright red shorts and no shirt? Have a great Mickey Mouse Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 7:05.
Stand by for news.
Fox
News, I'm Lillian Wu. Pfizer could be closing in on coronavirus vaccine clearance soon. The drug maker just announcing its vaccine developed with BioNTech is 95% effective, and within the next few days, it will formally ask U.S. regulators to allow emergency use. This is new U.S. cases of COVID balloon. More than 160,000 new ones reported yesterday.
COVID cases are up nationwide, forcing some governors to roll out new rules. In Pennsylvania, Governor Tom Wolf wants everyone to wear masks at all times, even in their own homes. Philly banned indoor gatherings, indoor dining, and shut down casinos, gyms, museums.
This thing is nuts, man.
And in Ohio, the governor not ordering businesses to shut their doors, but he is advising them to operate at a reduced capacity.
Fox's Marion Rafferty. Now, the Dow, which has been rallying on vaccine breakthroughs, is on the verge of crossing that 30,000 mark in the pre-market. America's listening to Fox News.
Now, just in time for the 2020 holiday season, a remix of all your favorite classics.
I'll be in quarantine for Christmas.
We've remixed and updated every song.
You can
stay away from me.
Tunes that capture the essence of the year.
You better watch out.
Nobody
is coming to town.
It's beginning to look a lot like
COVID-19
everywhere you go.
Simply having
a 2020
Christmas time.
Download yours now from Bah Humbug Records.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of a very Christmassy temperature outside.
It is. It's a bit nipply out. I mean nippy out.
And we'll get the forecast and a look ahead at Thanksgiving from Rich Thomas in just a moment. Mm-hmm. However, maybe it's time to consider a new sleigh for your Christmas drive.
Oh.
See what I'm doing here?
I see where you're...
I want to go to Jack Ingram Volkswagen and talk about their sign-in drives. They have some absolutely amazing sign-in drive opportunities. 2021 Volkswagen Atlas Sports Edition sign-in drive at $439 a month. A 2020 Tiguan, that is 0% APR for 72 months, $399 a month. You can get all the specific models that are available at these prices from jackingramvolkswagen.com. And I have a special place in my heart for the Jetta because it was the first car we bought for Janelle because it is so safe. But you get a 2020 Jetta R-Line. It is $299 a month. So you got sign and drive, 0% APR, and other great buying opportunities right now at Jack Ingram Volkswagen. It's always, I hate to use the word dealership. They're more like a car shop or very, a car studio.
Very comfortable. Have you seen their waiting room?
Yeah. No, you know, I remember the first time I went to the Volkswagen store, I thought this would be a great place to put a radio station because it's very cool, very state of the art. So stop by this amazing car studio and ask about these incredible opportunities to buy and lease in the month of November. Go to jackingramvolkswagen.com, and they can also do the concierge service, bring the car to your home or business. If that's how you want to do it, do an on-site appraisal on your trade. Just let them know what you need. Order it up because it is time to love what you drive with Jack Ingram Volkswagen.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
We did get into the upper 30s this morning, but we have now, you know, tacked on a couple of degrees. We're at 41 on our way up to a high of 66 today. Sunshine, pleasantly cool fall day. Clear, cold. We're back to the 30s one more time tonight. Four nights in a row in the 30s. But the overnight low around, we'll say 37. Tomorrow, upper 60s, more sunshine. 73 on Friday as a nice warming trend gets underway. Mid-70s on Saturday and Sunday. Storm-free, nice warm, dry weekend. Can't rule out a stray shower Monday, but I think the better rain chances hold off till the middle of Thanksgiving week. Right now, I'm looking at the European model, and it's advertising showers and thunderstorms a good bet on Thanksgiving Eve, that big travel day. Right now, this morning, we have 41 degrees and clear skies at 7:10.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Plumbing by Luke Wire is ready to serve you right now. In fact, even early on, in these uncertain times. They were open for business and ready to take care of people because, let's face it, just because it's a pandemic doesn't mean that plumbing problems are going to go away, right? They are an essential business, of course, and whether it's a broken pipe, a clogged sink, or a busted toilet, or a leak behind the dishwasher, Plumbing by Luke Wire is ready to serve you 24 hours a day. They never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. Plus, upfront pricing. By that, I mean they diagnose the problem. They tell you what's wrong and what it's going to cost before they start fixing it. And then they take care of your problem, right? So give them a call, 264-9666. They are my now go-to plumbers. It's a no-brainer. I don't even have to think about who I'm going to call. 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbyluquire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number 84417.
Good morning, beautiful. And what a beautiful morning it is.
You seem happy this morning.
Why wouldn't I be happy?
I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
And also,
I'm very excited. It's hump day.
It's hump day.
Plus, halfway through the week.
And that means
Friday is just around the corner.
And then what?
And then
it's the weekend.
Well, that's to look forward to.
But for right now, let's start the show.
It's that convenient time of 7-Eleven. Random facts just a few minutes away. And that, as always, will be followed by our $10 food outlet pop quiz question. Got the New York strips on sale again. And ground beef at $1.86 a pound. And Bluebell ice cream fans, $4.45 for that big half gallon.
I'm out of Bluebell right now.
And Coca-Cola products, $2.99 for the 12-pack, all of them. They are called Gobbling Good Deals at Food Outlet. Cost plus 10 throughout the store. And we have a couple of other specials we'll mention later in the hour. Among other things that we have lined up today, in case you're flying. Do you know anybody that's flying anywhere for Thanksgiving?
No, I don't. Oh, well, my 88-year-old cousin is flying to Florida to be with her kids.
From
New Jersey. Yeah, a woman. Yeah, Joan is flying to New Jersey flying to Florida from New Jersey.
I'd take the flight to get to Florida.
To be with her kids?
To get out of New Jersey.
Yeah.
People are leaving New Jersey, whether they're flying, driving, or any other way. That's an issue for them. Do we really... Yeah, I hate... It's like, you know, people were saying 30 years ago, we're headed towards one airline, Government Air. Because we've watched, in our lifetime, so many airlines fold. Big ones, too. Eastern, Pan Am, Northwest, mergers and stuff like that.
U.S. scare.
And now Amazon's going to start a pharmacy?
Yeah,
really?
I saw that. How do you talk to your pharmacist? how do you do that?
Oh, I got a note from Mr. Ritterbuttle who said, when you talk to Siri, if you want an audio response, you got to say, "Hey, Siri."
Oh.
Let's try that.
On the wait?
Hey, Siri. How much does Oprah Winfrey weigh?
I think Oprah has paid off Siri.
Yeah.
Not to answer that question.
How much does Oprah Winfrey weigh?
It's not going to tell you.
Well, you're getting the silent treatment from Siri.
Hey, Siri, how much does Oprah Winfrey weigh?
Here's what I found.
There you go.
Some web stuff. She's
articles. February 14th, 2020. Why Oprah never gave up on losing weight. Article January 4th, 2017. Oprah lost 42 pounds on Weight Watchers, but is happy at any size, which is what you say when you've sold Weight Watchers to people, lost all the weight and then gained it back.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
The ups and downs of Oprah's weight loss journey and what she... This is from what? CheatSheet.com. Well, there's plenty to read here, kids. Rusty says Siri can't count that high. That's funny, Rusty. All right, we're going to get some local news and then we come back. Virginia, yes, there will be a convoluted introduction to Random Facts. Would you expect anything less? At 7:15.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The results are in for the State Senate District 26 primary election. On the Democratic side, Kirk Hatcher and John Knight are headed to a runoff. The winner will face Republican William Green on March 2nd. Governor Kay Ivey has appointed State Senator Cam Ward as the new director of the Alabama Board of Pardons and Paroles. Ivey says that Ward's experience will help him both follow the law and help people re-enter society after prison. And former Montgomery police officer Carlos Taylor, who was severely injured while on duty, was given a life-changing gift Tuesday. The Taylor family now has a wheelchair-accessible van. Alabama Wounded Blue has been working with the Montgomery County District Attorney's Office and local businesses to raise money for the purchase. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
See, they've already canceled Mardi Gras parades?
No.
Yeah, no parades in New Orleans for next year. In fact, they were one of the last annual traditional events that went on as the COVID situation. In fact, I think part
it might have been a big spread,
as a spreading event, So, and they don't, you know, the vaccine, they don't know if they'll have it out in time. They were supposed to begin on the 2nd of January and continue through late February, but bye-bye. And how many businesses in New Orleans depend on that to make a profit every year? 716, Random Facts next.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them, and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has everything you need for your holiday meal. Turkeys, hams, holiday sides, and delicious desserts. We also carry a variety of non-food items as well. We're open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit us Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. You'll find everything you need for your holiday meal. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
I don't understand the words you just said.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, guy who's still wiping with toilet paper he hoarded in April.
Still wiping with toilet paper he hoarded in April.
When you sit down to relieve yourself, you're relieved that you're still sitting on 548 packs of TP that you have left over from the 27 packs you bought back at the start of the pandemic.
You have more inventory than the grocery store.
Think you could spare a square?
No, he doesn't have a square to spare, yeah.
So when you use a coffee filter to clean things out, raise your cardboard tube in salute to the man who cleaned out the store many moons ago. He's the guy who's still wiping with toilet paper he hoarded in April. A real American hero.
Guy who's still wiping with toilet paper he hoarded in April.
You're a regular doomsday prepper of the two-ply.
And now, here's the very Charmin J. Scott with today's random facts.
Charmin instead of like Charmin, and because it's toilet paper.
You did it very well.
Got a good one coming up, too.
That was...
you have to stop at 6.
So I got to do 6 and then stop, or 6... No, I got to have 6 left.
Stop at 6 p.m.
5 left.
You want me to have 5 left? Okay.
Yes.
My 1, 2,
I'm gonna
three,
try
four.
One. I hope I can execute.
All right, I know where to stop at. Good. Did you know the little redheaded girl
I married?
Which was the object of Charlie Brown's affection in the Peanuts comics?
Yeah,
was actually based on a woman named Donna, who Charles loved in his youth.
Oh.
He actually proposed to her, but she chose another man.
Is that right?
And she'd be making $30 million a year after he's dead.
Now,
stupid.
I know. Well, if you only knew. But who was the character
named it. Do we know that?
Well, that's it's based on her.
Yeah, but I mean, what I'm saying is,
oh, did she ever have a name
in the show, in the Charlie Brown show?
No, not that I know of. I think it was just the little redheaded girl was all that she was called. Many of the Peanut strips where characters discuss love are based on dates that Charles and Donna went on.
Oh,
yeah. Did you know, and you will know this, we've talked about it plenty of times, but Bonnie and Clyde's bullet-riddled Ford V8 became a traveling attraction, appearing at fairs, amusement parks, and flea markets. People were charged $1 to sit in the car. Since 2011, it's been on display where? Do you know?
No.
I think you know where. I thought you knew where.
Bloom Springs?
No. What? No. Bonnie and Clyde's car.
In Bullet Springs? I don't know.
Bullet Springs.
It's at Whiskey Pete's Hotel Casino near the border between California and Nevada.
Oh.
I don't know why it's there, but that's where it's at.
Radio station trip.
With all the bullet holes and everything in it.
Yes.
Yeah, they kind of made sure they were dead.
Oh my God!
700 rounds.
Have you seen the movie Highwaymen? I know you have. With
no, I've started it.
Oh,
I got to finish that.
You've got to.
It's great.
It's excellent.
So the McDonald's in Sedona, Arizona, is the only one in the world with this. I don't want to say feature.
Cactus arches.
You're very close. You're extremely close to what that is.
Oh.
It's a minor change, but it has nothing to do with the food.
Okay.
But you are extremely close with that.
Cactus. If it's not cactus, would it be tropical trees with the
stop thinking of plants, but I'll tell you what it is.
Right.
They're not golden arches in Arizona.
Oh.
They're turquoise.
Turquoise.
Why are they? Because of maybe the turquoise mines and stuff.
The whole Southwest, you know,
Southwest feature. Yeah.
They would thought it to be a better fit for the reddish desert surrounding of that area, but yeah.
I remember driving to Sedona, Arizona. Seven women on my mind.
Two that want to stone me. Two that want to
own me.
One that's just a friend of mine.
Yeah. Her.
Take it easy,
man.
Take it easy.
Did you know North Korea bought thousands of Volvos from Sweden back in 1974? I don't know why. But they never paid for them, and Sweden still sends twice yearly reminders to the city of Pyongyang.
Pyongyang.
I don't exactly know why they did that, but yeah. Did you know, during your lifetime, this is a fun one, you'll produce enough saliva to fill two standard-sized swimming pools.
Oh, that's lovely.
That's
lovely.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
In just 1 year, you can fill two bathtubs with your spit.
Oh.
In 1 year?
In just 1 year. Salivary glands produce the most saliva during the afternoons and the least amount during the evenings.
How much in 1 year? I'm sorry.
In 1 year, you can fill two bathtubs. In a whole lifetime, two swimming pools.
And more in the afternoon.
And you get more in the afternoon than you do at night.
That explains why I've never spit on any of you, but Rosie once in a while gets hit with a zinger.
Well, that's why you need to wear a mask.
Stray bullet there, yeah. Did you know cats were most often, cats were most often mascots on Navy ships in World War II. They improved morale for the crew, but better yet, they kept the rodent population down. Hey, if you're on a ship, how did rats get into your ship?
I know how this happens. I found this out in the Bahamas. When our cruise ships would dock, I noticed that these huge ropes they used to tie around the anchor, you know, have these cones facing in our direction.
To keep the rodents from
climbing up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I said, is that really a problem? They said, you have no idea how bad it can be.
Always the joke about the rats fleeing a sinking ship.
How did they get on the ship at the dock first?
Do you remember the scene in the Titanic when the water is starting to come up? And they follow the rats because the rats are seeking higher ground.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Seeking higher ground.
Yeah.
I spent all this money to get on the damn Titanic to
take directions from rats.
Yeah. Here's one you probably didn't know, because I didn't. Did you know the entire human skeleton is replaced every 7 to 10 years?
With the bone marrow? For generations?
I've got the whole thing here. Bone is composed of hard outer shell and a spongy matrix of inner tissues, and it's a living substance. Every 7 to 10 years, during the skeleton's remodeling, the body will release calcium from the bone into the bloodstream to meet that individual's needs. That allows the bone to alter size and shape as it grows or repairs from injuries. The remodeling is regulated by two different cells. One set of cells that build up the skeleton, another cells that break down the skeleton. As long as the bone-forming activity is greater than the breakdown activity, the process of maintaining a healthy bone structure is maintained. So, yeah, you replace your skeleton every 7 to 10 years.
Well, yeah, some days I feel like I'm walking in a 2010 body.
You need that new model.
Yeah.
That
new model.
Coming up in Random Facts, we're going to talk about, I'm going to throw the name out there. Greg may know who it is. Frank Gusenberg.
Gusenberg?
The Gusenberg printer?
No, I'm
not. Chris. Funny guy.
No. A film called Kohlberg that was never released. Mm-hmm. Actor Lance Henriksen. Who was in, I think he was on that Fox show called Millennium, but he was also the android in that first Alien, or in the Aliens film.
Oh, yeah?
The Bishop was the name. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about chewing gum.
All right.
Yeah, that's all coming up on Random Facts.
Okay, with convoluted intro number two. A few minutes back, I was looking at this story that Amazon is going to start opening performing as a pharmacy.
I saw that, yeah.
Really? Is that what you want, folks? You want to, go to Amazon and have your prescription filled?
Without being able to talk to your pharmacist?
How's that going to work if they've just diagnosed you with COVID and you need zithromycin or hydroxychloroquine? I mean, that just sounds like a bad idea. This is something that you should hold sacred. Your family's health, your ability to get medicine for them when it's needed, and having a pharmacist to answer questions, somebody you know. When I was growing up in Chicago, we had a neighborhood pharmacy, and a guy named David Resnick was our pharmacist. I remember buying comic books from him when I was a kid, but stopping by to say hello to him many years later as a successful adult before he sold the place. And he was great. He always, it was old-fashioned, but he always had time.
In many towns, these small towns, the pharmacist was the guy you trusted in.
You get big city service, yeah, but with that small town personal touch, right, at all 12 Adams Drugs locations. Yeah. Look, especially with another round of COVID going on, you're going to see stores getting crowded and blah, blah, blah. Having your prescriptions, if you didn't learn the first time, that having to wait outside, if that's all you need, that's no fun. And you're not, they're so overwhelmed, they won't have time for you. That's never going to happen to you at Adams Drugs. And by the way, if you're worried about COVID, they do contactless delivery to your home or to your car in the parking lot. You don't have to get in a mile-long line. Just pull right up in front of your favorite store. Pick one at adamsdrugs.net. There's 12, and they are fabulous people. 728, Ray is on the line.
Hey, good morning.
Hey,
good morning, Ray.
Hey, the little redheaded girl?
Yeah.
Her name is Heather.
Oh. Heather.
Yeah, that was revealed in It's Your First Kiss, Charlie Brown.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Did not know that. Well, thank you.
Appreciate it. You're welcome. Hey, you guys have a great day.
You too,
so
thanks.
You had 12 random facts. But we still have 5 left.
That's great.
And they're just a couple of minuets away.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are seeing a lot of cars inbound into Montgomery right now, especially from Prattville, Wetumpka, Troy Highway. The Boulevard is beginning to build just a bit, as well as Atlanta Highway and Madison into downtown. Fairview Avenue, Norman Bridge into downtown, also building a good bit. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. No accidents at this time, but buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated if anything happens. Toyotathon is underway at Reinhart Toyota. There is a great selection of Toyotas just waiting for you. The Toyotathon, now at Reinhart Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
No one likes a messy situation. When dealing with an unruly septic tank, things can get messy quick. Alabama Septic Services offers competitive pricing and high-quality service, as well as rapid response times. Your go-to for residential and commercial septic tank installation, maintenance, and pumping, as well as field line replacement and installation. They also offer commercial services such as car wash cleaning and dirt pit cleaning. Give Jimmy at Alabama Septic Services a call at 334-264-8184.
Hey everyone, it's Christy from Blue Water Broadcasting, and New Year's resolutions are coming up. If you have been trying to find a gym in your area, you want to get back in shape, you want to get stronger, WP Fitness is your place to do it. And I know me personally, it's very important to find a coach with a lot of experience and really knows what he's doing. So I want to introduce you to Al Tacoin, owner of WP Fitness.
So the five things that you're looking for in a coach: your coach must have been there, done that. Find a coach who shares your morals and ethics. The coach must deliver no hands barrier to accountability. You must have good rapport with your coach, and you must check your coach's references.
Absolutely, and Alex has all of that and more. Not just him, though. The other coaches at WP Fitness all have these qualities, which is so important, and it's definitely a place that you're going to want to work into your daily routine. Alex, how can people find you?
1555 Eastern Boulevard, the old Sam's building. Check us out on Instagram and Facebook, WP Alabama, or online, WPAlabama.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, a star is born. On November 18th, 1968, the world welcomed little baby Owen Wilson.
Wow! Wow! Wow!
Is that baby saying wow?
Wow! Owen Wilson, a wow is born.
And now, we find ourselves Owen you.
Owen. It's Owen's birthday. Yeah.
And that's why I had to make sure we had five.
Right, which I screwed up and left with four, but I added one, so you're going to have five.
Okay, cool. Oh.
Yeah.
Better run this by upper-level management.
Nah, I completely screwed up and stopped it for. I can't count.
It's okay.
It's too early. So did you ever figure out who Frank Gusenberg was?
No.
I would have thought he would have rang a bell for you because of all the, you know.
Must be baseball.
Right? No, it's mafia.
Oh.
Gusenberg. No, and believe me, I've watched every mob documentary on the planet.
He was a brief survivor of the St. Valentine's Day Massacre in 1929. Shot 14 times.
Shot him.
He told the police that no one had shot him.
Oh.
He was following that mafia custom of, is it called omerta?
Omerta, yes.
Omerta. Which, what does that translate to? Do you know?
Shut up or you'll face.
Yeah, really. Absolute silence is what
that
translates to.
We did not betray.
He did die 3 hours later, however.
See, now that's, I knew that eight were killed. I thought, given the number of bullets, the wall of that warehouse where they were gunned down.
Now in a bar?
A bar somewhere out in the west.
Yeah, when police arrived, Gusenberg was the only victim still alive despite having been shot 14 times.
Probably at Whiskey Pete's Hotel and Casino.
With the
Bonnie and Clyde's card.
Yeah.
Sweeney asked Sweeney, the Sergeant Clarence Sweeney, who was there on the scene, asked Gusenberg, "Who shot you?" And him observing the gangland principle of absolute silence, replied, "No one. Nobody shot me."
Wow.
He was once again, when he was taken to the hospital, asked who shot him. He also refused to answer. His last words reportedly were, "I ain't no copper."
Well, you know,
that is so movie. That is so Hollywood.
The guys that came in
copper,
that were dressed as coppers. You see,
they were.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and the guy that they wanted to kill that day
wasn't there. Bugs Moran. They were after Bugs.
The Gusenberg brothers, along Frank and his brother, they were initially buried in Rose Hill Cemetery,
yeah.
in Chicago.
Frank and Pedro.
That's north side of Chicago. They were later reinterred at Irving Park Cemetery.
Capone?
No. This is Gusenberg. Frank.
Oh, the Gusenberg. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some... it's funny. Mayor Daley, who was literally... He died 2 days before Christmas in 76, and you'd think the Pope or some other world leader had died. It was that traumatic in the city. He was buried in the city, a non-Chicago cemetery, which is kind of ironic.
A non-Chicago cemetery?
Yeah.
Huh.
In the southwest suburb of Alsip.
Interesting.
Did you know, this is your extra one I threw in to make sure we had five. According to Hindu theory of world cycles, this is Hindu theory, the universe is billions of years old, which, I mean, it is. Earth is struck by a global catastrophe every few million years, which I think it does.
Yeah, like this last election?
It's true.
not exactly. Now, here's where it goes a little off the rails. An advanced civilization in which people were happier, taller, and lived much longer than today was wiped out about 4 million years ago. Some believe that's the case. They find these... I always hear about them finding skeletons of giants and stuff like that, so... Which, you know... I don't put any stock into. Did you know about a film called Kohlberg?
Kohlberg.
You probably don't. It was never released. It was a Nazi propaganda film produced in 1945. This was 1945. Germany at the time was in retreat everywhere.
Yes.
However, they still grabbed 5,000 troops to use as extras for this film. And they had 100 wet railway cars that were used to bring salt to the set to simulate snow.
You're kidding. They used salt.
Huh. Yeah. But this film ultimately was never released.
What famous movie won an Academy Award for the snow?
Wonderful Life?
It's a Wonderful Life because they used to use that crunchy sounding fake. I forget what it was.
They use soap flakes for that because it looks so authentic.
They won the only Academy Award that movie won was for the snow.
I mean, it was well done, and when you think of a Christmas set and you think of Bedford Falls with all the shops and Jimmy brought up Zuzu's pedals, you know.
It was shot during one of the hottest heat waves in Los Angeles history. They had to shut down production for a couple of days.
That had to be difficult. With
you're shooting a Christmas movie with a lot of clothes on and fake snow.
Did you know that actor Lance Henriksen was illiterate until the age of 30?
Oh, yeah?
When he received his first acting role. For his first role, he put the entire script to tape with the help of a friend and eventually learned everybody's part in addition to his own. And finally, getting 13 today. Did you know in 2015, a basketball player was found dead in her bed? The cause of death was ruled to be falling asleep with chewing gum in her mouth.
Oh,
then breathing it into her lungs.
Oh, jeez.
Don't go to bed with chewing gum.
Well, no. I mean, that seems almost a given, right? I mean, have you ever... can you imagine going to sleep with, unless you just were out of it, you know, with chewing gum?
Yeah, no, I've never.
People take the chewing gum off and put it on the bedstand.
Where have you?
Does it ever
this? Where
have you lose observed? Its flavor?
I have never done that.
Do you remember diner counters? And if you put your hand.
Oh God! Don't do that.
It's like no.
It was like the service of the moon under there.
Oh, no.
Well, you're a dopey little kid. Yeah. It's either that or spin around on the diner stool.
No.
Those are all of your random facts.
By the way, Paul Cronin says Charlie Brown's girlfriend was Peppermint Patty.
What?
Is that true?
No, I think Peppermint Patty always wanted to, like, go out with him.
Oh, yeah, but...
He was lusting for the red.
But he wanted... Yeah, he was not interested.
He wanted Heather.
All right, but we do appreciate the contribution. We will not be having a traffic report here because...
It went corrupted.
Did I go over? Or is it not there?
No, it's just not there.
Okay.
And yesterday we had a thing that they just vanished in the middle of a report.
We have a ghost now in the studio.
I think we have a poultrygeist, because chicken's on sale at Food Outlet.
Very good.
By the way, we will be doing the pop quiz here in a moment, so we'll wait on the traffic and hope for better results next time. But the Food Outlet specials this week, I mentioned ground beef at $1.86 a pound. Go ahead, find it for under $3.99 anywhere else. New York strip steaks, the price went up 2 cents a pound from last time, from $4.95 to $4.97. Try and find those under $8 or $9.99 a pound anywhere else. Pork spare ribs are $1.76 a pound. Bluebell ice cream, $4.45 for the full half gallon. $2.99 for all your favorite Coke products, 12-pack cans, $2.99. Ritz pie shells. Let me actually do something. I've never made you guys one of my French silk chocolate pies.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Very light. Incredibly good.
Did you do apple pie?
I could do an apple pie. It's actually a recipe I got from... what's his name? The guy that was married to Lou Grant, Ed Asner.
Yeah.
It's an Ed Asner recipe that was in the Enquirer, and I tried it, and it's awesome.
For apple pie?
Yeah.
Wow.
And Surefine large eggs, 1.5 dozen. Those are the ones I served you this morning, $1.94. Food Outlet with 3 locations, serving Millbrook from Highway 14, 3543 Highway 14, on Main Street, west of 31 in Prattville, and I'll see you Sunday morning at 439 Coliseum Boulevard next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. All right, we're ready for that $10 Food Outlet pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about the little redheaded girl from Charlie Brown. Was based on a woman. Now, we know her character's name. Do you want me to leave the character name for an alternate?
No, that's okay.
Okay.
So you can say Heather?
Yeah, the character's name was Heather. But the real woman's name that it was based on, what was her name?
That Charles Schulz had a crush on.
Yes. And actually proposed to as
and
well.
And was jilted.
272-9228, if you have the answer. And by the way, if you don't get to be the one to win the contest, stay on the line for a follow-up question and get an entry in this week's grand prize drawing. 272-9228. We will be taking calls here in just a second after this local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Governor Kay Ivey has appointed State Senator Cam Ward as the new director of the Alabama Board of Pardons and Paroles. Ivey says that Ward's experience will help him both follow the law and help people re-enter society after prison. The results are in for the State Senate District 26 primary election. On the Democratic side, Kirk Hatcher and John Knight are headed to a runoff. The winner will face Republican William Green on March 2nd. And former Montgomery police officer Carlos Taylor, who was severely injured while on duty, was given a life-changing gift Tuesday. The Taylor family now has a wheelchair-accessible van. Alabama Wounded Blue has been working with the Montgomery County District Attorney's Office and local businesses to raise money for the purchase. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Carolyn was first in on the pop quiz question.
Hey.
How you doing, Carolyn?
Great. How are y'all?
Oh, great.
You know.
What was the real person's name that Charles Schulz wrote the character about?
I think it was Donna.
It was Donna. Absolutely.
So you got $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet, Carolyn. Good work. Hold on. Now, let's see if we can get some double entries in our grand prize drawing with follow-up questions. Randy, would you like one?
Hey, Randy.
I'll give it a try.
Hey, Randy, so the Bonnie and Clyde car that was bullet-riddled, who is now on display at the Whiskey Pete's Hotel and Casino, what kind of car was that?
That was a Ford.
It was a Ford, yeah, Ford V8. Yeah, that's correct.
That's two entries in the grand prize drawing for you. Good work. Let's give a big Warhawk welcome. He said, Mr. Thespian.
Yeah, my Warhawk's a little frozen this morning.
You want a backup question?
Sure.
Okay, that's so I'm going to give you an option here. This is how much spit we produce. You can give me how much spit we produce in 1 year or how much spit we produce in our entire life. Either one I'll accept.
I know both of them.
Right.
In 1 year, we fill up two bathtubs.
Right.
And in our lifetime, I think it's Olympic-sized swimming pools.
Two swimming pools full of spit.
Good work, Thespian.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Excellent. Big Warhawk.
Excellent.
Goodbye. Thank you. And Cricket.
I was hoping to get the bathtub saliva one, but okay, shoot me with another one.
I will. Okay. So this guy, Gusenberg, we were talking about, who is a gangster, he was the only person that survived this gangland shooting. I want to know, what was the gang? What gangland shooting am I talking about?
Oh, gosh, I heard y'all talking about that.
It happened on a holiday, on a cold month.
It was not Thanksgiving, was it?
No.
Christmas. Okay, never mind. I missed that one.
Okay, that's all right.
Hey, y'all have a good one, though.
That's all right. It's the Valentine's Day Massacre in Chicago.
The Thanksgiving Day Massacre.
It was.
Is any Thanksgiving weekend in Chicago.
Right.
Just doesn't have the...
Just do it with masses here.
Yeah, the plot to it. It's 7:46 already. Holy moly. Animal stories come up. And today's almost Dr. Bob Baumhauer Daily Double Doctor of the Day.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network. Brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
We did make it to the 30s for the third time, and I think we're going to do it for a fourth time tonight. Sunshine, pleasantly cool fall day today with a high around 66. Clear, cold tonight, back to the 30s again, one more time. Upper 60s tomorrow. We're going to start to turn the page and start to warm up, more sun. 73 Friday, mid-70s on Saturday and Sunday. Still storm-free, still nice. Warming trend continues. And, gosh, in the month of November, which can usually be such a big stormy month, a very active month, we haven't had anything. Can't rule out a stray shower Monday. Right now this morning, it's 41 degrees, 747.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Do you know the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for a decade comes in just one color? Kubota Orange. The Kubota L Series at Capital Tractor. It's an orange army of one with you in command. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Now, it's time for the Almost Dr. Bob Baumhauer Wing Fingers Dr. B Burger Daily Double of the Day.
I am so excited.
Get on with it.
Yes.
Here's the name of today's Wing Fingers Daily Double Doctor.
And remember, I will need this name in the form of a question as we honor Alex Trebek with the Daily Double. Dr. Johnny Fever.
Yay.
Bye. Yeah, sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon, I ask you to be caller 727-292-9228. I'll answer the phone in my usual polite way. Hi, I'm Greg. Who are you? Then you say, who is Dr. Johnny Fever? That's how you win.
So we're talking about Dr. Johnny Fever. How about the Thanksgiving episode when they're dropping turkeys?
I know. If we weren't late in the hour, I'd bust it out now and play it. But we got some catching up to do.
No problem.
But Dr. Johnny Fever is your almost Dr. Bob. I'm our Wing Finger Daily Double, Dr. B Burger Double of the Day.
God. Jeez.
Pretty good, huh? They love it. And nobody's missed yet. Nobody has not done it the way we've asked them to do.
She sells seashells by the seashore. I can't.
She sells seashells by the seashore.
Seashore.
The seashore.
Seashore. Seashore.
Sally sells seashells by the seashore.
Rubber baby. Trebek. Trebek. Baby bugga, bub, 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 bub. That's hard to do. It's 7:48.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Benatti created, perfected, and patented the Benatti spine procedures. Using his genius, Benatti invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Benatti spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Benatti succeeds where others fail.
I'm one of thousands of women with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC,
which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body.
I'm living in the moment and taking Ibrance palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy.
Be in your moment. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com.
Patients taking Ibrance can develop low white blood cell counts, which may cause serious infections that can lead to death. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs that can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are pregnant, breastfeeding, or plan to become pregnant. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
If it's time to reconsider what you value, bring your valuables to Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And if you accept our offer, we make an immediate same-day payment. Contact us now to get your virtual estimate or meet with one of our experts. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Transform what you value.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now, with the addition of wide-format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
Hey, it's Angel from Beauty and Beyond, and I want to recommend Blue Water Broadcasting for all your advertising needs. During this coronavirus pandemic, we have continued to advertise on Blue Water Broadcasting, and it has helped keep traffic coming to our location. We would like to thank the city for the support, and we also recommend that you use Blue Water Broadcasting for all your advertising needs.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Simba! Chase! It's time for today's animal stories. True tales from the wild kingdom. Pun intended, Wolfman to the vocal, please. All right, got my timing back. All right, Maggie, the newest member of the Oswego Police Department in New York, is not your typical canine, according to her partner, Officer Andrew Pike. Unlike most police dogs who come from overseas and cost upwards of 10 grand, Maggie was a stray. The pit bull Malinois mix was adopted from a shelter and returned twice. Her high energy level might have made her a tough fit with the family, but she is doing just well in her police work. Nice, happy story there. Now, a study in Spain suggests that dogs can spread coronavirus and that dog owners have a 78% higher risk of contracting the disease. All of which could put a little bit of strain on the relationship between Shaggy and Scooby-Doo.
Like, zoink, Scoob, I hear that dogs can spread coronavirus.
Huh? We can?
No wonder old man Wilkerson is always wearing a mask around us.
I'm sorry, Shaggy.
Yikes, I'm scared, Scooby-Doo. And you know what I do when I'm scared?
Eat a Scooby snack.
It's always a good time for a Scooby snack. Zoink, Scoob!
What's the matter?
Like, I can't taste it at all!
Alright, Canadians are being warned not to let mooses lick their car or trucks.
Why?
A tour company representative says that salt is like crack to a moose. And as crack lovers know, they'll just keep coming back for that stuff. They're even making loudspeaker announcements in the tourist areas. Why don't we listen in to one of those? This thing isn't going to play. Kiss my rear end.
Apparently not. I mean,
give that a lick. This is ridiculous. Why didn't this thing update? I put it in this morning. All right, well, you'll have to just enjoy the rest of Tusk while I get it fixed.
Sorry.
The kind of crap they work with in this building. Nothing works. All morning coming in at 5 o'clock to get all this production done. And what do I get for it?
Heartache! Heartache!
Slave over a hot stove to put dinner on the table. What do I get? Nothing.
Although I am kind of enjoying the end of Tusker. All right. Are you ready for the moose licking story?
Hot diggity!
Yes. Listen up, eh? This is an emergency message from the Canadian Health Administration.
a.k.a. C-H-A, eh? All Canadians were warned not to let moose lick their cars. Makes them a little salty, eh? Okay, that was a bad one, but how about these? What do you call a sleepy boy moose? A bulldozer. What do you call a celebrity elk? Famous.
Famous.
What do you call a moose that plays piano? A musician. What do you call a moose that's a classic composer? Amadeus Mozart. What do you call a moose with 20/20 vision? A good idea. That is all.
What do you have to say for those moose jokes?
Sorry.
Thanks, God. Thanks, Canada. Thank you, Canada.
Yeah.
Do you like my little sound effect of him licking the car?
That was very authentic.
When I think about mooses, I think about a TV show on CBS Northern Exposure that with the moose opening. I know.
That had a really strong following. It kind of burned out sort of quick.
A cult following, yeah.
Do they have any other moose licking effects? Salt. It's the salt.
Horses love salt blocks, too, by the way.
Yes.
We keep a big mineral one out there.
I am familiar. We're part of the equestrian community for a full decade plus.
For deer, you're not allowed to do that, though, right? The salt lick deal?
I think you can put one out.
For hunters?
Now, you're not allowed to bait what we call a deer. No. Okay. But you can put them out if, like, a mineral block, a salt block.
Oh, I just wondered.
We put salt blocks out. We actually put a mineral block out for the horses, especially this time of year, because as it gets colder, horses tend not to want to drink water as much.
Oh.
So if you give them a mineral block, they'll go to the water trough.
Interesting.
Instead of the salt block, why don't you put a big barrel full of pretzels out there? That makes everybody thirsty.
Well, Jet loves pretzels and peanuts.
Common sense. Just having a little fun. 7:57 here. I believe our traffic issue is fixed.
Yay.
So, if it's happening on the roads, we got Fox News coming up at 8. Next hour, I don't know if we'll do a conundrum. I haven't thought that far ahead.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah. But it's coming up. Whatever it is.
This Montgomery Skywatch traffic with your latest update. We've got a little slow traffic on I-65 southbound at the 143 on-ramp from Millbrook. Very busy in Prattville on Highway 14 between Prattville and Millbrook and also in Wetumpka. In Montgomery, we've got congestion on the boulevard around the city and I-65 and 85 very busy through downtown Montgomery. No real problems that we're seeing anywhere this morning. Just buckle up. We got a lot of traffic on the roads. Your trade-in worth a minimum of $3,000 at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They'll trade in for anything from a billy goat to a steamboat. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter will do whatever it takes to get you on the road. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Oh, wow. Here's what's coming in the Informed Delivery Digest from the USPS today.
I see that. You got quite a list there. Looks like a couple of bills, dude.
yeah.
There's another bill right there.
We're breaking in to tell you the mail that Greg is receiving today.
Once again, repeating.
Just in case, it's like I sent for the miracle spring water.
Uh-huh.
I want to be like those people I see on TV at 2 in the morning saying, I sent for the miracle spring water, and the next week I got a check for $40,000.
I've seen that.
Yes.
I've seen that commercial.
So that's all I'm looking.
You carry around the blue dot from the Inquirer in your wallet, don't you?
I have it somewhere. I've had it for a while.
The magical blue dot.
I don't know if it works, though, when you cancel your subscription. They may deactivate your blue dot.
My grandmother loved that.
JJ, could you do anything else to make me seem less hip?
Oh, no, it's not that.
I am Greg Bedell, and I remind Jay of his grandmother.
First, his dog ran away.
No, the blue dot reminds.
Then he lost his blue dot.
No, let me check to see if I have it.
The blue dot.
I'm really weird about things like that.
I used to spend some summers with her, and she would get the Inquirer in. That's